Good afternoon. Love it's May 2nd. Good afternoon. It's May 2nd, 2013 here in Boston, Massachusetts. This is Tom Hayes with Upbeat. And my very first guest ever doing this is Eileen LeDun, who is basically responsible for this because, Eileen, you turned me on to Blog Talk Radio. As you, we started this back in, I guess, what, January? Actually, we go back much further than that. We both know about the Bean Town and the Boston Baked Bean. And just to let our listeners bring them up to date, the Boston Baked Bean was an idea that came to me through one of my animators when I decided to tell my life through animation about in 2005. And my animator came to me within a couple of days after hiring him and said he thought of a character because we were using vegetables to depict myself and my cronies and my family. And he said, geez, Tom, I thought of a character named the Boston Bean. And as you know, Eileen, the thing went crazy. We used him as a mascot around the city, created merchandise, stories, et cetera, and animation. And then you arrived. What year actually did you, what's it going to be, 2 years ago maybe?
No, I think it was longer than that. I think I came in probably about, must have been 2008, I believe.
Wow.
I think it was longer than that.
5 years?
Yeah. I was living in Saugus at the time. So, yeah, I think it's at least, it might have even been 2009, maybe.
Okay, yeah. I feel like
so I came
four
in
years.
For a little while and worked some sales for you, and we got to know each other pretty well, but, you know, the economy took a dive, and we
right.
kind of fired away for a while.
Right. And we both went separate ways, and you got quite busy. You became a mommy again. You want to talk a little bit about that?
I did. I have three daughters altogether. I have two beautiful older teenage daughters. I have Emily, who's 19. I have Olivia, who's 17, actually going to be 18 next month. And I have a wonderful two-year-old daughter. So, you know, that had kept me quite busy. She's actually almost three now. But kept me quite busy over the past years. And, you know, being a stay-at-home mom, I was struggling to, you know, as most single mothers do, even mothers for that fact, with the issue of, you know, do I put my child in daycare and go to work full-time, or do I stay home with my child? And, you know, I prefer to stay home with my child. And I tried to do that, but, you know, of course, financial hardships came along, and then I actually wanted to go to work, but I couldn't get any daycare and didn't have the means to pay for it, unfortunately. So I went looking for work online, and that's actually how I came back to meet you, Tom, is I came across an online opportunity, and I thought, geez, this would be perfect for my good friend Tom Hayes, and that's how we reconnected. And even though that opportunity didn't work out the way we would have liked it to, it launched everything else for us and brought us back together. So I'm actually very grateful for that opportunity that didn't work out so well, because it launched so many other things, brought the Bean back to life, brought the LeDun Group into existence, which is my, jointly mine and Tom's company, where we're, booking agents for speakers and comedians and everything from children's entertainment to OSHA safety speakers. So, and I'm looking forward to having a lot of fun with that, you know, and recently made some connections with even Foxwoods Resort and Casino. So we got a lot going on, and we're having a blast. This is the greatest part.
Right, no money yet, but fun, and the money's on the way, and that's one of the things that I think has been amazing. You know, you and I connect also on a mystical, spiritual level, you know, other than temporal level, in that we both understand that there are many forces at work. Whether people are aware of them or not, many forces at work that bring people into your lives and make things happen. And very Einstein used to say it, spooky occurrences at a distance. And sometimes the distance is only right in front of your face. So you're right. I mean, after a couple of years hiatus, all of a sudden I got this, it wasn't even that, it was an email telling me about network marketing and virtual marketing. And I lit up because it's been the one thing that I've needed to, you know, pursue my career and further my career as a speaker, as a comedian, and also for the Bean. We're out of funds right now, and so I have to do a lot of the work. I have Paul Elwell, who's been, you know, with the Bean for years, and he's had, up until this time, been doing a lot of the websites. And so when I started to see all of the tools on that site, I lit up knowing that, you know, we could jump into the new millennium here with all of its technology to market the way that is most effective today. So, yeah, very exciting. And you're right. And, you know, I sensed immediately that wasn't it. I knew it was exciting and everything else, but I've known
you
now.
Did.
For...
You called it from day one that wasn't going to be it. You know,
exactly.
Even though I was, as I get, as many people who know me will say, that I get head over heels into something and I kind of lose my perspective, but I always, you know, jump in with both feet and, you know, nose to the grindstone and just really try to make things work no matter what. And you kept telling me, Eileen, this isn't it. It's a vehicle to get where we want to go, but this isn't it. We're going to do our own stuff. You kept saying, we're going to do our own stuff. And you were right. You called it, and here we are in this amazing place where, you know, we have amazing opportunities. And, you know, but that was the place where we needed to start, and that's the important thing. And I learned so much. You learned so much. We connected with some amazing people, made some new connections, and you know, pretty much started our own network and a new group of people who we're so excited about, including Tammy Poore, who we're going to talk so much more about in our upcoming shows, and Dave, right? So our Rodney Dangerfield impersonator.
Yes,
and looking to bring, I'm looking to bring a lot of other great people into the picture. So.
It is like a movie. This is every bit as exciting as the early days with the Bean, when we had young creative people who serendipitously, you know, synchronicity show up in the craziest of ways in the events. I mean, it really does become like a movie. And, you know, you're right. We are on. You know, every day is just, it's happening at like, just as this, you came to me. Well, tell our listeners how you found Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, you know, it's just like everything else that has happened since, it's back in December, probably about before Christmas. And maybe even November, it was, you know, things just started happening. I kind of got in tune with, myself on a spiritual level with, you know, help from my guru, Tom Hayes, and started reading some great material, got back into kind of tuning into, you know, my own destiny and what I really wanted out of life, you know, harping on the negative.
Right. You started meditating too.
And I started meditation. I have had, including you, so many people say, Eileen, you have to meditate. Eileen, you have to meditate. Eileen, you have to. And I, yeah. You know, I never had any idea how meditation was going to open up a whole new world for me. And it just did. And, you know, it may not work for everybody, but for me it worked. And it clarified everything for me. And, you know, through that, I would wake up every day with the, you know, my creativity blossomed and just, you know, I the whole picture cleared up. I could see exactly where I needed to go. And some of it included new and exciting things, but and it also, some of it included incorporating things that I had done before. I had had a children's entertainment business at one time called Ginger Bell's Parties and Events. And, you know, and that is, you know, a little bit part of the LeDron Group. I have experience in that, and it brought me back to that, but in a whole new and exciting way. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, we've just come so far, and, you know, meditation and...
Right. And again, the synchronicity when, you know, we've talked before, I'm a big fan of Steve Jobs, and I listened to his biography, and one of the things he talked about that became so clear in that entrepreneurial time with the Bean was, he said something like, he says that something, it was his address to Stanford University, and if the listeners wanted to look it up, it's on TED, TED.com. And he tells the Stanford, at the commencement address at Stanford, he tells them that you will find in your lifetime that there will be dots. He called them dots. I call them pieces of a puzzle that occur. And people, events, whatever, but will show up in your life at one point. And then later on down the road, for no inexplicable reason, they will reconnect. The dots will connect. And that individual will show up in ways to move you along your path. And, I mean, that is so evident when you think about our connection in that, okay, you came. Well, why don't you tell visitors even why you went to work for the Bean? You really didn't need to work at that time.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, when you look back on things and see how the dots or the puzzles fit together, at that time in my life, I was living in Saugus. I was living in a beautiful home. I had a guaranteed steady income. I didn't need to work. I didn't have my two-year-old at the time. I just had my older daughters. They were independent and doing their own thing. They're dancers, and my older daughter is also a vocalist, and they had boyfriends and wives, and I was pretty much, you know, on my own, and it was just one day I just happened to be skimming through Craigslist, not looking for anything in particular, and I just came across the want ad that you had placed looking for a part-time employee for a toy company. And it just sparked my interest. I'm like, wow, that sounds great. That sounds like something I could do. And I called. I got the interview. I went in. I met Lizzie. And, you know, her and I hit it off. She couldn't wait to introduce me to you. And that's, you know, that's where it all started. And our connection was immediate. When the first time I met you, we knew that there was more to this than just, you know, an employee relationship, that we were connected somehow, spiritually, I believe. And maybe you probably realized it more than I did at the time because you're so farther along in your spiritual life than I am. But, you know.
Yeah, you're right. It was like here I am waiting at the Kowloon restaurant. I was performing that night, and you were late as usual. And
as I always am.
I had no idea who you were. All I heard was Lizzie telling me over and over again, you've got to meet Eileen. You've got to meet Eileen. And you walked in, and I think we remember if I ordered or something, even at that point, maybe I did, but you sat down and we just ordered, and I'm sitting there thinking, the conversation started exactly the way that this conversation is going. It just started.
I think a lot of the listeners, you know, I'm sure have times in their lives when they've met somebody for the first time in this life and have that instant connection, like you've known that person your whole life and you just get along. I mean, whether it's romantic or non-romantic, it could be, you know, just a, you know, a friend, or and it could be anything. And you just meet certain people and you have that instant connection, and you and I had that. And even though we couldn't foresee what was happening now, it was almost like we met. Everything that we did in that time was tied up in a little package with a bow and set aside. I said, okay, that's all you need for now. And then we went on our way and then again connected. And all of a sudden, oh, you know, that package came back and opened. Okay, now here's the plan. And that's why you had to meet back then, because you needed to be here at this time today. So, and that, you know, we needed those pieces of the puzzle to fit into what's happening now.
Exactly. It was what I call in our relationship always seamless. It was ridiculous. I kept saying to myself, this is like I have, you know, like we talked an hour ago and, you know, and we've been talking all our lives. And there's nothing new about this. There's nothing uneasy about this. There's nothing strained about this. There's not even that, you know, that orientation. We didn't even need that orientation, like, you know, hey, how are you? Where do you live? What do you do? Nothing. I think we just started talking about, I don't know, maybe the bean or something, and or the day. And I kept saying, wow, who's this person?
You know, I don't even really remember the conversation, but I love the way you said it seamless, because, I mean, I think that's a really good way to look at things. When you're in your life doing what you're supposed to be doing with the people you're supposed to be with, it's seamless. It just, it runs. It feels good. You have energy. You want to get up in the morning. You look forward to doing your work every day. It doesn't even seem like work. It's fun. You feel like you're living your childhood again. It's seamless. And that, you know, describes exactly what's going on for us. And, you know, I think that, you know, people should struggle, not struggle, but you actually have to relax to find that. It's quite the opposite. People do struggle to find that seamlessness in their life. And really, it's the exact opposite. You have to relax to find that seamlessness in your life.
Exactly. And, you know, here, you and I have nothing to relax about. I mean, we both tasted amazing success in our lives materially, and right now materially that doesn't exist for either one of us, even though, God bless us, we're living in a country where, you know, relatively poor means, you know, wealth compared to other countries. So at least we're still getting three squares, and somehow the, you know, the electricity stays on a little bit, and that even gets tenuous at times. But so in spite of all that, you know, there's this amazing, and one of the, you just mentioned Tammy, and I just, she keeps talking about it. You just mentioned it, that you know, that sense of play, that sense of not work, that relaxing, that sense of finding your inner child, and the joy and the bliss. And you know, Darton, further, we'll have more of these in which Tammy will get to, you know, express what she's found. And you know, it's just so amazing that this amazingly talented comic, female comic, who has blossomed into something that she didn't even think that would ever materialize. She's doing rap songs, et cetera. But she, you know, she said this many times, and it will come out in our conversations and when we do interviews with her. She said the other day she was driving home, and she just stopped the car and pulled over the side of the road and sobbed because she's never been so happy. And she found that inner child in her, and she said, for all of the money in the world, she would not swap the feeling that she has every single day now to get up. And, you know, that's what we've clicked into. We've clicked into these amazing pieces of the puzzle that they're inexplicable, how they've shown up and how we're all involved. And it's like kids playing in a sandbox. And we just have this sense that the, you know, the material success will follow, but that's not the ideal. In fact, we get up every single day just looking to play, to create, like we're doing right now. And even this, you know, that's what I think I started with a little bit. You just kind of, you weren't even looking for this site, and you found it.
Yeah, no, I was at, I can't even recall what I was looking at. I was looking at foreign investments overseas and something like that. And one of the people who had this investment company actually had a show on Blog Talk Radio, and it was posted. I clicked on it, and I was looking at it, and of course, you know, the first thing, well, we need this. This is exactly what we need. We need a format to talk to people and let people know about the exciting things that we're doing and the exciting personalities that we have, you know, coming out of this business. And and the great things we're doing with the Bean as well, especially considering recent events with the Boston Marathon. You know, the video that we'll be going to be doing that will bring even more energy to the Boston area. And that's going to be a wonderful project. I'm very excited about that. And
again, you're talking spirit, you know, and that was a tragic event that happened, but on the positive side, I haven't seen this much energy or positive vibe in the city in a long time. You know, we've been gifted to have amazing sports teams and seen that kind of thing, but this has brought a dimension of depth and feeling. And it's nice to take those negative situations and put the positive spin on it.
You can't take away from the loss. I mean, it was the horrible loss that happened that day. However, you know, I think they did a fantastic job the way they turned things around and, you know, kind of said, yeah, you know what, come and get us. Go ahead, see what happens. You know, try and knock us down because they can't. Boston is such a strong city. It's such a great place. It's unlike any other city in the United States or even the world. And in that video, when that video comes out, it's going to show the heart that's in this city and how people come together. I'm very excited about that. It's going to be an amazing project.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm looking at this is so new because this feels like real radio. I mean, goodness. And I've got a little control panel on my computer, and I'm looking at the time. And it says, if you want, you can give out a guest call-in number so that listeners can call us. And do we have a listener today, you think? Is she out there?
Well, I'm hoping we have at least one listener.
Well,
I've gotten a couple of text messages. Maybe she wasn't able to connect.
Well, let's give out the number. And if that listener, Emily, is out there, she can give us a call, 646-929-2451. And she can be our very first listener call-in. So we'll wait for that and see if that happens. We're not professional radio in that we have people screaming the call.
Let me just check these text messages for 1 second. Let me step away for a second and check these text messages.
While Eileen is doing that, again, I just want to talk about this whole synchronicity, pieces of the puzzle thing that the individuals that are following, because Eileen and I have taken this bold step to create this the Dawn Group, the speaking agency, this production. Basically, what we are is a production crew and a company, and we produce film, we produce music, we produce this kind of thing, a radio show. And again, none of us even could have imagined any of this kind of thing happening. And and everybody, it's so much fun because for the 8 years that I was involved with the Bean, every day I would get up and I'm like, God, one day we'd be in Fenway Park talking to them about having a Bean mascot day, or talking to the people who own Viacom and talking to Nickelodeon, and then talking to a TV producer who created brought Thomas the Tank from England to America and won many Emmys. And we met him in a meeting in New York City, and he fell in love with the Bean and promised me that he could even make something bigger and greater with the Bean characters that we created. So to sit here and to watch Eileen's fascination with the magic, I like to call it the magic, and to hear all these individuals around me just saying every day, oh, my God, can you believe the way things are happening? And I just smile with this kind of knowing smile that, yep, that's just as Eileen said, if you relax, and you realize, my favorite expression these days is something I borrowed from a gentleman, Robert Sheinfeld, who's a great spiritual teacher, and he just basically says, we are not driving the bus, and if you just sit back and relax, what's going to happen is going to happen, and it's only when you resist. I mean, this is nothing new. I mean, it's been written in the Tao and through spiritual texts throughout time, that what you resist persists. And when the people say go with the flow, there's this flow to life. And when you go with it and relax, as Eileen just said, magic happens. So, Eileen, are you back? Are you still texting or So Eileen's texting. So I get to, this is very new. I'd like to, in future shows, I hopefully I'll demonstrate that I feel that I'm a pretty good interviewer and that I can listen. I find that so many interviewers today will ask a question and then answer it themselves. So in the future on this show, we're going to have some very fascinating, extremely funny. Oh, it looks like, aha, we do have.
Is she there? Okay.
Yeah, hang
on.
Nervous. Let's see. No, hey, is this Emily?
Hello?
Emily. Hey, you're our first caller.
How are you?
Great. How are you? Are you nervous?
No, not nervous.
All right, great. Well, your mom's, have you been listening?
I just called and I was confused. I just started listening now.
Oh,
she had
a little trouble
finding the site, so
okay.
I just told her to call in.
All right, great. Well, fantastic. We have Jolaine. We've been talking all about, we don't have too much time left. We have about 4 minutes, but that's just enough. So, you know, we're talking about how you, your mom and I are involved in this great things happening. So what's it look like to you? I mean, you've known your mom all your life, and you've seen, you know, the ups and downs that you guys have gone through in life. What's all of this look like to you in terms of what you're seeing your mother involved with and how things are happening with her and I working together?
Oh, I think that she's doing a great job. I think that she's a real natural at what she's doing now. I mean, I see how happy she is when, you know, she's looking to, like, you know, book you or the bands or anything. And I, you know, she's just, she's so good at it. I mean, she's, like, really good at, like, working with companies and other people and seeing her interact with everyone. I mean, it's really, you know, I know that this is what she, you know, likes to do, and I really love to see her this happy.
Emily is, like, my biggest support, family-wise. I mean, yeah, she really is. I mean, my daughter, my best friend, you know, my friend. Oh, my other daughter gets to upset, I should say that. But, yeah, Emily is my go-to, you know, when great things happen, and I thank God for her every day. With her support and understanding, even though, you know, sometimes, you know, it's hard, especially when it comes to family, because when you're doing something that seems kind of out of the ordinary, you're not working the 9-to-5, you're not, you know, doing the routine that so many Americans do, that, you know, your family looks at you and says, oh, you're crazy, you don't have to work, you know, and Emily has been the person who's always been there to say, you know, go for it. Do what you feel you need to do, and always been so supportive.
Well, I don't think that's because I don't, you know, think that, you know, that 9-to-5, like, same thing every day is for everyone. That's not how I live my life, and, you know, if you're not happy doing that, I don't think that anyone should, and, you know, that's why I'm so supportive of it, because I have no doubt in my mind that, you know, this is going to be something great. And I don't think that in order to make a living, you have to do the whole 9-to-5 at a desk, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Tom is also in huge agreement with that, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, we've got 90 seconds here, but we're doing fine. You know, what you said, and first of all, I mean, very touching what you said, because it came from your heart, and I don't know how the other people feel out there, but it certainly hit me in the heart. And but the main thing you're saying is she's a natural at this, and that's the part that's, like, blowing my mind. Is, like, how did I find this woman who already had an entertainment agency, who's done this and has a command of it? And you know, there we go. And you're right, she's good at it. She's real good at it. And I look, there's times when I look at Eileen and go, oh my God! I mean, she's not going to take any crap from anybody. She knows what we want and how this has to be run as a business, and that part of you comes out very strong, and, you know, that's a quality that's very rare to find, so.
Well, thank you so much. It's a wonderful compliment. Thank you.
Well, it's true. I sit there, like I said, maybe even like the first night that we met, going, how the heck is this happening? So, anyway, we're winding down. We've got about almost 20 seconds left. Any last words from you guys?
I would just like to say thank you for everybody for listening in, and please, you know, listen in again. We will have these shows coming up hopefully every couple of days or so. So check in. And
everybody has an awesome week. Well, thank you. And again, please tune in again, and thank you so much. That's it. There we go.
It's a wrap. Woohoo! That was so much fun. We just did a radio show.
That was awesome.
Oh, my God.
That was so cool.
That was fun. I can't wait to do that again. Thank you, Emily, for calling in.
No problem. I was so confused. I'm sorry. That website's huge.
I know.
No,
actually,
we're actually still recording. The show is over, but I think he said we had like another 10 minutes in case we do run over. So what the listeners are hearing now is the after show talk, which will be more relaxed, but still on the archives, I guess. That wasn't that fun. I mean, so they're going to get to hear now as we continue to talk that our reaction to that whole thing. You know, what really amazed me was we were all on the phone. I mean, that's really the only thing connecting us. But this, how do you describe it? This thing took over. Didn't you feel that?
Yeah, I know. I mean, the technology just blows me away. Like, every time, like, you think there's not a way to do something, all of a sudden there's five ways to do it, you know. And to have this kind of technology at your disposal is just, what kind of, it's the best form of marketing. I mean, really,
it makes us professional. The thing that I'm talking about that I don't think the listeners will ever experience will become part of the show is that even though we were, I don't know, you must have felt it, and I know you felt it because you were doing it, and even you, Emily, is that as you're talking, you realize that we were like in a play, and the play was radio show. And so here we are speaking, knowing that maybe they're not there today, but at some point listeners will be out there. So it wasn't a normal telephone conversation. It was a telephone conversation over a radio show. Did you feel the same
thing?
Yeah.
And we're not only talking to ourselves, but we're talking to America or the world or, you know, I mean, the listening audience. And the great thing about this is that it's recorded and we can post it and people can listen to it, even though they won't be able to call in, you know, that they'll be aware for the next show that they can, you know, listen in at the right time and actually call in and speak with us. So I think
that's a great
platform.
And I think the topics that came up were very meaningful. They fit. They had a synchronicity of their own, and they fit in just perfectly as would a good radio show. So fun.
That was fun. I think the biggest challenge for us is going in the future because, you know, we do have so much to talk about. Is that trying to stay on topic. It'll be the hugest, the biggest, you know, hurdle we're going to have to jump. Because we have so much that we want to talk about. And, you know, and I'm sure that, you know, most radio stations struggle with that. So,
right.
But this is great. This is a blast.
Yeah, and we hope it was a very successful, in my estimation, extremely successful. Thank you, Emily. And we want to have you... Your voice is so cute. We want to have you call in. Very, very meaningful and very deep. You went so deep, so fast, and I'm sure.
I love calling in. I'll do it all the time. I enjoy that. I like listening to you.
Maybe we can be our regular call-in caller.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking how, you know, I'd like to interview Joe and any of the guys and ladies around town that are into the arts would like to, you know, to interview them and have them on as well. So, great.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to sign off. This was our first a maiden voyage, let's call it. And we'll learn more and see how this archives and keep going. All right. I'll talk to you offline.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.